Yo, this is the Foul-Hooked Whitey. I'm back. It's going to be a solo performance today. Not because the great Brandon Booty wasn't available, but because I need to talk to you folks alone. I'm going to be leading up to a big reveal. This is part one of the rise and fall of East Rose Bud High. Fly Fishing Nielsen ratings came in, and I was shocked. It turns out that we've got hundreds and hundreds of listeners. I can't believe it. I'm proud to get a chance to address people, both people that I know and folks that I don't. And I feel honored that a small percentage of humans out there actually care what I have to fucking say. I'm going to start at the beginning. The inception of East Rosebud Fly Shop. There'll be a lot of this that doesn't necessarily pertain to fly fishing, but what else is new? My idea to open up a fly shop started when I was standing in a bathroom with a hot redhead. God's honest truth. I looked at this chick, just excited from just leaving a fly shop here in Billings, Montana. And I said, we're going to open up a fly shop. And she looked at me and said, huh? I said, never mind. I got this. The confidence that I had to come into a marketplace as a good fly fisherman, not advanced, not exceptional, not great, didn't stem from my fishing ability, and sure as fuck didn't stem from my tying ability, because I've never tied a fly in my career. It stemmed from my ability to be a good retailer. And that's how you win in a fly shop. At the time I opened my store, there were two competitors. One that I used to love to shop at, not because they had anything, because, you know, the motherfucker didn't have anything. The guy I didn't like had everything. You know, he was a schmuck, but he at least understood, if I put shit on pegs, I'm going to fucking sell stuff. No duh. When I broke into this business, the reps were hard on me. The clientele was hard on me. Even the idea of competing against the two existing shops, some of my friends were hard on me. But I followed the old rule. Keep working hard at something you believe in, and something will happen. And it did. When I opened, I purposely started, I had my store hours 8 to 8. 8 in the morning till fucking 8 p.m. And even though I spent a majority of those nights from 5 or 6 p.m. all the way till 8 when I closed, completely by myself, completely a waste of time. That's the workaholic in the Foul-Hooked Whitey. I sat down at my dinner table with a territory rep before I even opened. And he basically told me all the reasons why I wasn't going to make it. And I looked at this fucker, who I didn't like at first, but later on, years down the road, I got to like him. And I said to him straight up, they'll never outwork me. Being open till 8 o'clock, it wasn't like I was going to do a bunch of business. I knew that. But it was psychological. I knew the two existing shops. They knew what I was doing. And I knew that made them fucking nervous. Not because I was doing any business, but just that they knew their new competitor was tough and willing to sacrifice things. And I did sacrifice things for this fly shop. I sacrificed a 38-year marriage. And that's the truth. That 38-year marriage was to a woman I'll refer to as the River Goddess. I'm sure I've got a few listeners out there that know my ex-wife well. In this store and on rivers in the area, she was definitely considered to be as good an oarsman as anybody out there that day. I'm sure in our listening class of hundreds of people, hopefully there's a few guides out there listening. And I'm telling you right now, you weren't as good as the river goddess on the Styx. Nobody was. She learned how to row out of being hurt by me. That sounds strange, but after trauma I caused in our relationship, she rededicated herself to making me happy. And I selfishly took it. She learned how to row that raft because she knew the pleasure it was for me to sit up there in that front seat and fish all fucking day without interruption. That's the selfish part. I got to owe up to that because that's the truth. And in these different episodes over the next few days, you're going to get the whole truth. When the river goddess had a big neck injury, she had major surgery. I don't think she rode ever again. And that changed me. I didn't really want to be in a boat anymore. Not because I couldn't catch fish from a boat, but because our relationship at that time and our closeness at that time was probably the best it ever was in 38 years, even after trauma. And even though she and I didn't end up great in the end, I can still drift back to those days. And she would say to me, "You want the left side or the right?" And I'd say left. And we get over there, I take a look, and then I'd be like, "Oop, right side." And she turned that butt and moved that baby over there just like that. If you've never rowed a drift boat or a raft, and if you've never done it on a freestone, I'm not talking about a tailwater. I'm talking about a wild natural river with boulders, varying currents, obstacles, risk. You don't know how hard it is. And she did it as easy as making her hair look good. Once she was off the Styx, I became a recluse on the water. I spurned offer after offer after offer to go out and float because it just wasn't going to be the same. Number one, I wouldn't get that front fucking seat all day. And number two, I wouldn't get her company. But like a lot of things as it pertains to women, I fucked that up because I'm very hard to live with. I mean, a lot of men are. A lot of women are. But she was special because she put up with me for almost four decades. And for doing that, the river goddess should have got a gold fucking medal. Some of the most rewarding experiences I ever had in my hosting trips and my travel was going with her all over the place. Bahamas, Mexico, Cuba, Bolivia, Colombia. We did it so much it became routine to her. It became a burden. And once she really knew what I could do on my dark side, she lost interest in me. That's a revealing comment, no doubt. But it all ties into the dynamic of me running this fly shop. And me making this fly shop number one in my life. You know, Tom Brady said, I want my best competitor to do what I've done, which is give up my life. for this. And I've done that. And it's cost me. I don't roll around with a lot of regret in life. I don't. But I miss those summer days with the River Goddess. And I miss her saying nice cast or nice fish. A quick story. We were out on East Rosebud Lake. And East Rosebud Lake, if you don't know where it is, it's in the East Rosebud drainage outside of a town called Roscoe. Oh, calm down, everybody. It's on a fucking map. People are going to find it. No big deal. You can only put a raft or a non-motorized boat on East Rosebud Lake like 90 days a year. Think it's, you know, Labor Day and Memorial Day. That's it. And I used to go on that fishery and the same thing. The River Goddess would row her fanny off. And that's a windy motherfucker. You get all the way down to the inlet and you got the wrong wind. Getting back to the boat ramp is work. Not impossible, but you'll be sweating. I streamer fish that beast because there's nice brown trout in it. And on a June day, we were there because of runoff, of course. I throw that bighorn special with a cone head along that bank, hook up. And as soon as that fish breached, I knew I had a lifetime trout on. That fish went bonkers. It went under the raft. I spun my rod tip, followed it, and my leader got caught up on the inside of the anchor of this raft. And the River Goddess, without even thinking, had her hand on that leader and gently took it off that anchor before enough tension was there for that brown to break off. And 5 minutes later, 7 minutes later, whatever it was, we netted that fish, which was like a tape 26-inch brown trout out of a beautiful mountain setting. And I think about that moment of us getting to both see that fish when it came up the first time and how we knew what was happening. It was almost like it all stood still for 5-6 minutes. It was almost like we were kind of one out there with that fish. And even though I cast that fly, and even though I put it in the net, that was just as much the River Goddess's fish because of what she did with that leader and how she got me down there on that stretch and got me in the right position, not too far, not too close. I rode with a guy a year ago who... motherfucker said he could row. We were doing 360s on the Stillwater River and he thought it was funny. River Goddess would have never thought that was funny. So that's it. The end of episode one. East Rosebud High School. We'll be back. Foul Hook Whitey out.